Welcome back to Fish and Paul Bunyan Country. Checking in once again with our friend Charlie Warth from over in the Deer River area. Today we're going to be talking about dog day walleye fishing. You're a guy, Charlie. You're a guy that has to go out and catch walleyes any time of the year, any kind of weather conditions. Most people think you can't catch walleyes this time of the year, but you guys go out there and prove it differently every day. What's your secret?
One of the big secrets is covering ground. They're going to be a little more spread out. They're not schooled up like they are early in the years and like the springtime and stuff where the early good bite is. They're kind of spread out. The best thing that we've done in the past has been pulling spinners to cover ground. I'd rather pull the spinners than using crankbaits. I think it's a little more fun for the clients in the boat. But you can take a spinner and work those weeds. August, usually the water's oxygen starts to deplete a little bit out in the middle, so a lot of those fish will move back into the weed lines, weed beds for the oxygen. And you can pull them spinners right through those weeds pretty easy and cover a lot of ground. Just one of those methods that works very well. It triggers a fish at that time of year. That spinner makes a noise. The blade is going thump, thump, thump through that water. It gets their attention. They got the flash, and you have a piece of bait on there. They can smell that. It's just a great presentation at that time of year.
Some lakes are better than others this time of year. Lakes like Winnie tend to be better because, like they are throughout much of the year, the cloudy water helps keep the light penetration down a little bit. Those flat, clear water lakes, it's awful tough to catch walleyes in the middle of the day, that's for sure.
Yes, you can still catch some. You just may have to put in perspective that you might put a little more time in it. Again, the key is to cover ground. If you do pick up one or two, you might want to turn around and work that area a little bit because there'd be some concentrated a little bit in that area or certain weeds. And that weeds, actually, they use them like a tree that's shade. So even though it's sunny, it's still kind of cloudy to them underneath a good weed bed. And use bullet sinkers, and you can pull them through there. Not that you're not going to catch some weeds at times, but you can get them through there enough to get their attention. It's more sunnier day, they're just tighter to the bottom. But they'll move up a little bit in those weeds. And those weeds hold a ton of bait, regardless of what time of year. It's a lot of fry and a lot of stuff in them weeds in there. They just kind of have a smorgasbord and plenty of oxygen. So that's where I'd be looking.
You know, I don't want you to give up any of your secret spots or anything, and you're a trained guide, so you won't, but any particular lakes that you tend to like this time of year?
I do fish Winnie a lot, again, because it's got a lot of areas where you can actually weed lines and stuff that you can troll for a great distance. Sometimes they're up along the east shore, and you can actually troll, you know, within a mile or 2 miles one way without having to turn around. The worst part about pulling either crankbaits and stuff like that is always turning around and going back. So if you have some distance, it makes it a little easier for me to keep everybody's lines from being tangled. And you got more, the longer you keep those lines in the water, the better chance you got to getting a fish. More time you pull them up and reel them in, that's time that you're out of the water.
Any other lakes you like?
Bowstring's a great lake for that, too. It's, again, it's shallow, it's weedy. Just about any lakes that you got, most all lakes got some weed line on them, and I would concentrate on those. If the other thing is, still some fish out deep, so don't ever give up on those if you're not picking up stuff like that. The other thing, like the spinner I do like in the weeds, there's a lot of pike at that time of year, and there's a few crappies starting to collect together, and there's perch, and you get a variety of fish on there versus being out deep on the humps pulling rigs with leeches or crawlers. You just have a little more action because there's more species available to you with that presentation.
Speaking of species, if the walleyes just aren't biting someday, most of our lakes will give you some other things to do to put something on your line anyway.
Right, you need that pole bending. You get a nice 10-pound pike, hit that spinner and stuff, it's a treat. And then, or even get a nice crappie, or you can catch a lot of nice perch. They're no stranger to hitting those spinners. And a crappie, too, that's just deadly on them. A lot of people may not know that, but them spinners and crappies go hand in hand.
You mentioned perch. Winnie, a great perch lake. Winnie's a great northern lake. There's just a lot of good fish out there to be caught if the walleyes just don't want to bite that day.
Right. And leech is another good one, too. There's a lot of weed beds and stuff. Leech is a little more intimidating lake than that, but there's still a lot of areas, a lot of weed beds, weed patches. Just want to start working them, and you'll find fish. You'll be happy.
Charlie Warth, outstanding guide in the Deer River area. Spends a lot of time, as we mentioned, on Winnie and several other lakes in that region. Charlie, if people want to try some lakes over there and try your services, how can they get a hold of you?
Just try my cell at area code 218-244-5756. If I don't answer due to some circumstances or no cell reception, please leave me a message and I will call you back.
Charlie, as always, thanks for your time today.
Yep, thank you, Kevin.